Hi everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome back to VietnamesePod101.com. This is the Absolute Beginner Series, Season 1, Lesson 8, Losing Track of the Days in Vietnam.
Xin chào, my name is Huyen.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask about days in Vietnamese. The conversation takes place in a classroom and is between An and Mai.
They are classmates, so they'll be using informal Vietnamese.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Hôm nay là thứ mấy? Thứ tư. Thứ mấy có bài kiểm tra toán? Ngày mai, thứ năm. Ngày kia có tiết văn đúng không?
Ừ.
Thứ mấy được nghỉ?
Thứ bảy và chủ nhật.
Let's hear the conversation one time, slowly.
Hôm nay là thứ mấy? Thứ tư. Thứ mấy có bài kiểm tra toán? Ngày mai, thứ năm. Ngày kia có tiết văn đúng không? Ừ. Thứ mấy được nghỉ? Thứ bảy và chủ nhật.
Now, let's hear it with the English translation.
Hôm nay là thứ mấy?
What day is today?
Thứ tư.
Wednesday.
Thứ mấy có bài kiểm tra toán?
On what day is there a math test?
Ngày mai, thứ năm.
Tomorrow, Thursday.
Ngày kia có tiết văn đúng không?
There's a literature class the day after tomorrow, right?
Ừ.
Yes.
Thứ mấy được nghỉ?
When are the days off?
Thứ bảy và chủ nhật.
Saturday and Sunday. In Vietnam, companies and employees have days off on Saturday and Sunday, like many other countries. But what about students? Do they go to school on Saturdays?
Primary, junior high, and high school students have to go to school on Saturday. Only university students are free on both Saturday and Sunday.
I heard that most Vietnamese people like Friday, especially Friday evening, because it's the beginning of their days off after a long week of hard work or study. They must hate Mondays, right?
Yeah, Monday seems to be the least favorite day of the week. Vietnamese people often update their status on Mondays and Fridays on sites like Facebook to describe their moods.
Oh, interesting. Do you do that too?
Yeah, sometimes. It's nice to see other people feel the same way as you.
I agree. Now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
hôm nay.
Today.
Hôm nay. Hôm nay.
Next.
Ngày mai.
Tomorrow.
Ngày mai. Ngày mai.
Next.
Thứ.
Day. Order.
Thứ. Thứ.
Next.
Mấy.
How many? How much?
Mấy. Mấy.
Next.
Bài kiểm tra.
Test. Exam.
Bài kiểm tra. Bài kiểm tra.
Next.
Toán.
Math.
Toán. Toán.
Next.
Ngày kia.
The day after tomorrow.
Ngày kia. Ngày kia.
Next.
Tiếp.
Class. Period.
Tiếp. Tiếp.
And last.
Nghỉ.
To take a break. To have a day off.
Nghỉ. Nghỉ.
Let's take a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
thứ, normally refers to order or ranking.
As in first, second, and so on. As Vietnamese people think the days of the week also come in order, this word in this case is understood as day. For example,
đây là lần thứ hai tôi đi muộn trong tuần.
This is the second time I was late this week.
Thứ hai là ngày đầu tuần.
Monday is the first day of the week. The next word is
mấy.
What or how many?
Mấy originally meant how many.
It's used to ask about a small number of things or people. When it comes with the word
thứ, to make the phrase thứ mấy, it means what day or which day. For example, hôm qua là thứ mấy?
What day was it yesterday? Can you give us another example?
Trên bàn có mấy quyển sách?
How many books are there on the table? Finally, we have
nghỉ,
which is to take a break or to have a day off. This word was originally a verb which meant to be off work or school. To refer to a holiday, Vietnamese people say
được nghỉ,
which literally means to be given a day off. It comes in a passive voice. The exact translation of holiday is
ngày nghỉ. For example, mai có được nghỉ không?
Will tomorrow be a day off?
Chủ nhật là ngày nghỉ.
Sunday is a holiday. Okay, now on to the grammar. In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask about days in Vietnamese.
Hôm nay là thứ mấy?
What day is today?
The question starts with hôm nay,
which means today. The next word,
là,
is the verb to be. Finally comes
thứ mấy,
which means what day or which day. Literally, the question can be translated as, today is what day? To answer this question, you can say,
hôm nay là, and the day of the week in Vietnamese.
Or simply answer by saying the day of the week in Vietnamese without any subject. In the dialogue, An asked,
hôm nay là thứ mấy?
And Mai just replied with,
thứ tư, which means Wednesday.
The whole answer should have been
hôm nay là thứ tư.
But as they are friends, Mai just replied informally. If you want to change to another day instead of today, like tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, simply change the subject by substituting it with
hôm nay,
and the rest
là thứ mấy
remains unchanged, like this.
Ngày mai là thứ mấy?
What day is it tomorrow?
Ngày kia là thứ mấy?
What day is the day after tomorrow? To answer these questions, start with the time phrase such as
ngày mai là or ngày kia là.
Then add the day accordingly. Let's go over the days of the week in Vietnamese.
Thứ hai,
Monday.
Thứ ba,
Tuesday.
Thứ tư,
Wednesday.
Thứ năm,
Thursday.
Thứ sáu,
Friday.
Thứ bảy,
Saturday.
Chủ nhật,
Sunday. Let's hear some more examples using these words.
Hôm nay là thứ ba.
Today is Tuesday.
Ngày mai là chủ nhật.
Tomorrow is Sunday. Do you know the number one reason people don't study a second language?
Not enough time?
We know, and that's why we have one-click lesson downloads on iTunes.
Subscribe on iTunes.
All free materials will be automatically downloaded for each new lesson as they become available.
Basic and premium members get all access to bonus lesson materials too.
Save time. Spend more time studying.
Never worry about missing another lesson again.
Go to iTunes, search with the phrase VietnamesePod101.com, and click subscribe.
Well, that's all we have for this lesson.
In the lesson notes, there are more examples and detailed explanations, so make sure to check them. Thanks for listening, and see you next time. Bye!
Tạm biệt!
Hôm nay là thứ mấy? Thứ tư. Thứ mấy có bài kiểm tra toán?
Ngày mai, thứ năm.
Ngày kia có tiết văn đúng không?
Ừ.
Thứ mấy được nghỉ?
Thứ bảy và chủ nhật.